The French entry in this year's Oscar sweepstakes, Les Choristes, or The Chorus, has been a huge hit in its own country, about as big at the box office as Amélie. Bob Mondello says The Chorus is more conventional, but it could strike a chord with audiences in the U.S.
It's just a few years after the end of World War II when teacher Clement Mathieu shows up at a boarding school looking thoroughly bedraggled. The name on the school gate translates as rock bottom, which is about how Mathieu feels. He's teaching because he can't make it as a composer, and he's been informed that the young boys in his charge will all be pranksters and delinquents. Still, he's an optimist. When he hears some of the boys singing in the schoolyard, he wonders if he can supplement their math lessons with some music. And he remains hopeful, even though in class auditions to see who's a bass and who's an alto don't sound particularly promising.
3 kilomètres à pied, ça use.
C'est bien ce que je pensais. Basse, à droite.
Now, you can probably guess where this is going. Music calming troubled waters as teacher and students learn to respect one another, battling authority all the way. Sort of dead composers society meets to monsieur with love, right? Well, there are elements of truth to that. The genre archetypes are certainly present and accounted for. The hateful headmaster who loves corporal punishment, the adorable orphan who needs a father figure, and the dedicated teacher locking horns with the incorrigible monster who becomes somewhat more corrigible when he turns out to have the best voice in the class. Happily, director Christophe Baratier has one advantage in freshening up the clichés he's dealing with, a 14-year-old named Jean-Baptiste Monnier, who has a genuinely angelic voice to go with his adolescently brooding good looks. He's going to be a heartbreaker when he grows up, and in the meantime, he's having the good fortune to be treated as a matinee idol in French magazines. The music that he and the chorus are singing is credited jointly to the director and to Bruno Coulet, who has more than 100 film scores to his credit. What they've come up with is mostly pretty captivating. Now, let's acknowledge that the sugar content in the chorus is decently high. Not so high that it turns saccharine, but certainly elevated. And if the kids and their sad sack of a teacher are charmers, the plot could do without its pointless framing device. But frankly, when you're watching, you're unlikely to be quibbling, because you'll also be listening. And the chorus in the chorus is really worth the price of admission. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.